Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
John Batzer with my colleague Jonathan Stanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Jonathan has a show I recommend to everyone early in the morning, 3, 4, 5 times a week, whenever necessary. He speaks with his colleagues at the FTD and elsewhere about the situation in Gaza. Right now we're addressing the situation in the north of Israel. In these last days we've had much news, although some of it's inexact. Hezbollah launched a large barrage against what it said was a Mossad, etc., headquarters of Israeli intelligence in North Tel Aviv. To my knowledge, the defenses held. There was damage to what was said to be a chicken coop. But in any event, the terror was answered by a 100-plane raid. All we could see of the video was what appeared to be secondary explosions. No exact details about what was hit. This is Hezbollah immediately saying, we're going to de-escalate, or the Israelis said, we're going to de-escalate. The word de-escalate usually follows 100-plane raids. In any event, I do not know the status of the standoff. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Brown, is in the area and has said in an Israeli newspaper that the threat of wider war is abated somewhat. That's very careful language. Jonathan, there is no end to this war until, my measure, Hezbollah is north of the Litani River, if at least north of the Litani River. So I'm puzzled about this idea of a wider war. It must be done. What are they talking about, wider war? Hezbollah must be pushed.
Hezbollah must be pushed. There is no question about it. First, I mean, I think we need to understand that this strike that Israel carried out on Saturday night, our time, Sunday morning in the Middle East, was a remarkable one. It preempted the launch of up to 6,000 rockets into Israel, all set to a timer, and the Israelis intervened really at the last moment. It was 15 minutes until the timer was reach the last click, and then the rockets were going to be unleashed in what was supposed to be a saturation bombing of significant Israeli military and intelligence assets in the central part of Israel, the most populous part of Israel. The Israelis prevented what would have undeniably been a massive escalation that probably would have led to a full-blown regional war. They did so, and now what we are hearing is that C.Q. Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, is in the region. He's saying that the risk of significant escalation is now lower, and he is trying to push for more de-escalation. But the problem is, and I think this is really what you're driving at, John, when Hezbollah is still south of the Litani, in violation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701, which dates back to 2006. They've been in violation of it for, you know, basically almost two decades now. The fact that Israel has lost 100,000 people from their, pushed 100,000 people plus from their homes as a result of the Hezbollah attacks. There have been 6,700 different missiles, drones, and rockets fired at Israel since October 8th. There is no de-escalating as far as Israel is concerned. They still have a war to fight in the north because Hezbollah needs to be pushed north of Litani, again, according to UN, U.S. Security Council resolutions, but also because the Israelis need to do this for the residents in order for them to return. So there's a lot happening here in the north. It's great that I think Israel thwarted a major attack, but we are not out of the woods, not by a long shot. There's still a lot happening here that needs to be addressed.
They've got 150,000 was the last count I have. Let's go to the brain of the octopus. That's a new metaphor I picked up from the Israeli papers. That's Tehran. That is much more than Nasrallah, the center of the story, both in Hamas refusing any hostage negotiation, ordering Hamas to say no, 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 and Nasrallah. He works for Tehran. I understand he has some agency of his own, but the heart, the brain here, attacking that, Iran has demonstrated in the past that it backs off when you hit them. Is there any talk of that, Jonathan?
Well, there needs to be. And I think we are seeing some signs out of Israel that they have decided to target Iran more. What that means, practically speaking, I think we just don't know. It remains to be seen. But I will say that, there has been talk recently of perhaps Israel trying to take out economic targets like Karg Island, which is the island where most of Iran's oil exports are brokered. That could be a significant blow to the regime. And if they know that their financial lifeline is threatened, that perhaps they might stand down. But I think we're going to see more pinpoint intelligence operations along the lines of what we saw with the liquidation of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh on July 31st. I think the Israelis are showing right now that they have great intelligence and that they're able to use it, whether it is taking out leaders, Hamas leaders in Gaza, whether it's taking out Hezbollah leaders in Dahia, the southern suburb of Beirut, which is the Hezbollah stronghold, whether it's taking out terrorist leaders like Ismail Haniyeh in Iran, whether it's hacking the central bank of Iran, or whether it's taking out rockets on their launchers 15 minutes before they're set to be fired. All of these things seem to suggest that Israel has penetrated Iran and its proxies in terms of intelligence. Now the question is, how are they going to use it?
And the Iranian threat, is that gone away? Is that now down the memory hole, the threat that the Ayatollah issued on over the corpse of Haniyeh?
Well, I think they are continuing to say that they can operate whenever they want, however they want, which is, of course, true whether Haniyeh was assassinated or not. But I think what they have seen over the course of the last couple of weeks is that the U.S. has deployed significant military assets to the region, and that is a direct challenge to Iran trying to take matters into its own hands. So I think the Iranians have stood down for now. They may yet still try to carry out an attack on Israeli interests abroad. So Europe, Latin America, maybe even in the United States, I could imagine seeing something like that. But right now, I think we're seeing a regime that is somewhat chastened. They tried to basically hand off the responsibility for attacking Israel to Hezbollah. Right. Hezbollah obviously failed in that regard, and that's how we've arrived to where we are today.
Jonathan Shanzer, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.